The Steve Cochran Show.
And now Oduya enters the zone. Should he score? Johnny Oduya from the left circle. Winds up and hammers one right along the ice. The first shot of the game finds the back of the Predator net.
Deep out of the right circle. Fed the slot. Here's Oduya closing in. Should he score? Johnny Oduya! Snap one from just outside the left wing circle.
Now high slot. Oduya moves in. Fires. He scores! Johnny Oduya! Pumps it off the crossbar!
Here's what I picture the other GMs around the league doing. They get up in the morning and go, what'd Stan do? Nothing great. What'd he do today? Nothing great. What'd he do? What? Oduya's going back? What'd he give up for it? Apparently a cardboard box and a Coke. No, the kids, the prospects could turn out to be NHL Hall of Famers, but it just looks like another great deal for all of us who are Hawk fans. And who doesn't love having Johnny O back? Stan Bowman joins us now. You are Big Shot GM of your Big Shot Chicago Blackhawks. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am just fine. By the way, if you need any cap space with me, I'm happy to create it.
I'm sure you do your best for Hawks. So.
Tell me a little bit of what you can about how the Oduya deal came down.
Yeah, our coaching staff, obviously, and all the core players that have been here, they know Johnny as a person. They know his capabilities as a player. And chemistry-wise, you know, he was a very popular guy in the locker room, and he's very low maintenance from that perspective. So we knew it would be a great fit on all those regards. So it just came down to could we find a price that made sense to us.
Do you have like a move after you hang up the phone when one of those deals comes down? Do you give it a little fist pump? Like, you know, we know what Kaner looks like and what Taves looks like when they score. You got a little private move in the office, the Bowman?
Well, we got our new office there overlooking Madison Street, so I got to be careful.
.849, want to get Dave and Andre in here, too, with Stan Bowman, your Blackhawks DM. And Stan, one thing that's really fun is how great these guys are playing. I mean, they're in a groove now.
Yeah, we played our best hockey of the year the last probably 5 weeks here, which is important. You know, leading into the playoffs, you have to be on a hot streak and have your game in order. So I think it took us a bit of time early in the season to get going with our full team game. I think we had the aspects of our team that were playing well back in November, December, but we didn't seem to have everybody playing well at the same time, and I think that's what's happened. Recently, we really had all of our four scoring lines going, our defensemen, goaltending. You know, we've had a full team effort, and I think that's what you need as you head into the playoff.
And Stan, how much of a lift has it been? And you mentioned protecting your assets, but to see young guys like Ryan Hartman and Schmaltz lately, with that top line, I mean, really being productive and these guys contributing, you knew they would eventually, but to see them when the team is playing its best hockey playing such important roles.
Well, it's great. I think that's the exciting part of the team is how some of these players that have played a big role in the last stretch here have all been our youngest guys, and certainly it bodes well for the future. And you know, these are guys that we have a lot of confidence and faith in their abilities, and some of them have been with us for a couple of years, like Ryan Hartman. You know, he slowly worked his way up from Rockford, and you know, we saw a glimpse of him in the past, but this year he's here full time, and he's made a big impact on our team. And you know, I think they're only going to get better as the year goes along. And like you said, Schmaltz has been fantastic. But, you know, since he came back from Rockford in mid-January. He's been very dangerous, and you know, you saw last night the versatility. We had an injury within a game, and Nick's able to jump right into that center role. I mean, he had played center his whole career until we switched him over to wing. So now to see him move back on a short-term basis in the middle between Kane and Panarin, it's pretty unusual to have a player of that caliber just you know, come into that spot. So we're fortunate these young guys are taking that next step.
Stan, I just want to commend you guys, too, for everything you do off the ice as well. I know the Hockey is for Everyone program, which was a few weeks ago on the 18th. I was at that game. And are you still doing the reading program this year? I think at the end of March is when it ends, but it really gets students involved in reading and seeing how many books they can read, and then they win Blackhawks prizes at the end.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a really important thing. I think if you take a couple steps back, I mean, we love the sport of hockey, and we certainly make our profession at it, and the players do as well. But the bigger impact you can have is, can you make a difference in the world, and can you have an impact on people that love the game and, you know, contribute in a positive way to society? And I have to commend our players for being willing to jump on board with those types of efforts. You know, we've got some great athletes. They're great people off the ice. They do everything we ask of them. And, you know, we're trying as an organization to take things to that next level and impact society in a positive way.
I've been thrown out of a lot of fine cities in 35 or so years, but this is my home. And I've never seen a team of professional athletes with all the cliches and the assumptions that people have that's more willing to go the extra mile for the community as a way of paying it forward, and it really understands their role in the community. So you're right. It's a great group of guys and a great organization, as the coach would say. Hey, before I let you go, with the expansion draft coming up, you know, we all want to play Stan Bowman. We all want to be you in some form, and these are great arguments to have and great discussions to have. Is there an easy way to understand the expansion draft and how you protect people or not?
I wouldn't say it's an easy way. It does take a little bit of studying. I think the one way to look at that, I try to put it in this perspective, which is we are going to lose one player, but one player only, and every team is in the same boat. Everyone's going to lose one player. You're not going to lose three. You're not going to lose zero. That's the way the rules go. So we're sort of all on an even playing field that way. Yeah, there's certain requirements which would probably take too long to get into here, but certain players are exempt, so the young players that haven't been in the NHL for more than 2 years, they don't even have to be exposed or protected. And then you've got a group of older players that you either have to protect them or you have to expose them, and those guys fall into one or two categories. So we're going to focus on that when we get to the end of the year, and hopefully the end of our year is mid-June, and it's going to lead us right into that expansion draft. So we're going to be prepared for it, but I think the focus now is trying to have a great end of our season,
sure,
long playoff run.
Yeah, and after another great Scott Darling performance last night, he may well prove to be too expensive, but he's going to have a very good but a very tough decision to make down the road, and there'll be a conversation with him once the year's over, right?
Yeah, well, I know Scott wants to stay in Chicago. I mean, he's been very honest and forthright about that in the media as well, and you know, to grow up in Chicago and dream of playing for your hometown team and then to make it and to be as great as he's been. Like, he was dynamite last night again. It's unbelievable the way he's come in, and you know, for a while there he wasn't playing all that often, but he still gave us a great effort. So you know, that's something we'll have to tackle that when we get to the end of the season, but you know, we know he loves Chicago and we love everything he's done for us.
And all I can say in the end is, when it works in our favor, math is great, and when it doesn't, math sucks.
I'm on your side with that one. That's true.
Yeah. Stan, great talking to you. Thanks for all the great work.
All right. Thank you.
Stan Bowman, your general manager of your Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah, you're right. What other general managers think? They must.
They must go, another day where Stan didn't kill us. No, Stan killed us.
And you know what his celebration is? It's, that's a hockey trade, baby. Don't you think?
But he probably just goes into the corner because he doesn't want to make it about him.
Right.